Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Mark chapter 7, verses 31 through 37. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 7, beginning at verse 31. Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through the region of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had mute impediment. And they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." With this word, our Lord heals. Ephphatha, that is, "be opened." Now, our Lord is returning from his encounter with the Syrophoenician woman, whose daughter was beset by a demon. It's a memorable bit of Holy Scripture, memorable because our Lord is so uncharacteristically rude. He calls, or at least implies, that this woman is akin to a dog, unworthy of the bread that is meant for the children. And as we heard last week, this encounter serves to highlight the faithlessness of the Pharisees in contrast to the great faith of this Gentile woman. St. Matthew, in his account, even records our Lord remarking, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." Yes, our Lord heals the woman's daughter, never seeing nor touching the girl. The demon is cast out simply by his word. And that healing word of Christ is for all people. In the household of God, both children and family pets, Jews and Gentiles, are loved, are nourished by the Master. Now is presented another man, carried by his friends to the feet of Jesus. They begged Jesus to lay his hands on their deaf friend, a friend who could not speak but without great difficulty. Without a word, Jesus ushers the men and their friends to a private place away from the crowd. And again, without a word, he thrusts his fingers into the man's ears. After spitting, touches the man's tongue. Our Lord looks up to heaven and sighs. How human. Jesus the Christ, true God and true man, sighs. You could probably read a whole lot into this emotive act. The cynic in me says it's a sigh of frustration. Oh. The idealist says it's a sigh of compassion. But taking the text as it stands, our Lord looks up to heaven, and with his gaze fixed above, he sighs and speaks. The sighing and the speaking are together as our Lord releases this sin-sick soul from bondage. The sighing and the speaking. the intimacy that our Lord has with his creatures, Jesus has with you. The sign of his compassion, his deep love in setting you free from sin, from death, from the power of the devil. By his speaking, you are set free, open, epiphany, to the kingdom of God. With this word, our Lord heals. Epiphany, that is, be opened. Ever since our first parents, Adam and Eve, opened themselves to the lies of the devil, well, our eyes, our ears, our minds, our hearts have then been closed, captive to sin. It's no wonder that the Latin description of sin is incurvatus in se, to be curved in on yourself, because sin curves us inward so that we should fear, love, and trust in no one and nothing other than ourselves. Me first, me only. And when we're so closed in, we're closed off to everyone and everything else. That's why we cannot, by our own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ our Lord or come to him. Because we need to be opened. With this word, our Lord heals. Epiphany. That is, be opened. This act of healing that St. Mark records has long been used in the baptismal liturgy of the church, and we retain it still in the alternate form of the baptismal rite that's in our altar book. The pastor takes spittle with his finger and touches the right ear and says, Epiphany, that is, be opened. He then touches the nose and the left ear, saying, But you, devil, flee, for God's judgment comes speedily. It's sometimes called the little exorcism, because the devil is cast out. The stronger man, Christ Jesus, has come, expelling the father of lies and opening us to the Holy Spirit. With eyes, ears, minds, and hearts reopened, the Holy Spirit speaks, calling us by the gospel, enlightening us with his gifts, sanctifying us, and keeping us in the true faith. With this word, our Lord heals. Epiphany, that is, be opened. And like this mute and deaf man, we speak plainly. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For when our Lord had overcome the sharpness of death, he epiphany, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. And thanks be to God. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.